was thinking when our brother read those verses in John of being sent, of Joseph. Genesis chapter 37, verse 13. And Israel said unto Joseph, Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, Here am I. And he said to him, Go, I pray thee, and see whether it be well with thy brethren, and well with the flocks, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. 45th chapter. The 45th chapter of the book of Genesis, in the first verse. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, Cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him. While Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud. And the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, Come near to me, I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years, in the which there shall be harvest, there shall be neither earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste ye and go up to my father and say unto him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not, and thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children and thy children's children, and thy flocks and thy herds and all that thou hast. Says in 1 John, I believe it's chapter 4, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. There are so many lessons from Joseph, and maybe just briefly touch upon a few. Others can more ably speak of it, but here Joseph is such a type to us of Christ. We see in others such as David and Elisha and others a type of Christ. Joseph is a wonderful type for us. We find in one of the first verses of this chapter, it says in verse 3, Now Israel loved Joseph more than all. The Lord Jesus Christ was the dearest object of the Father's heart. And yet the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. His desire was to redeem you. And to redeem me, to bring us back to himself, to draw us into his family. Then gave he power to become the sons or the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. What was the situation into which Joseph had found himself? He was the 11th of 12 children. He was towards the end. Maybe he might have felt insignificant, but his father loved him. Do we have that sense in our soul of the Father's love for us? As a father hath loved me, even so I have loved you. Continue ye in my love. I really believe, brethren, that if we have more of the sense of the Father's love for us, what a blessing it would be, what a preserving effect it would be in this world so full of sin and wickedness and departure. He had brothers who hated him, but yet he was preserved. Just a few things that maybe briefly touch on, and don't even turn to all the verses, but Joseph had the sense of his father's love for him. And he heard when there was a message, when there was a dream, he paid attention. Dear young one, today when God's word is open, does it have an effect on our heart and on our conscience? You know, in this world, in the universities, in the schools, in the workplace, people receive truth through the intelligence. That's not the way the truth of God is received. It's through the heart and through the conscience. And these things laid hold on him, and he repeated them. Do we take the word of God? Do we repeat it? Are we obedient to it? But there was strife, and how often, dear ones, in our homes, in our families, in the assembly, we find that there's strife. And it comes from the war of the flesh, which is in our members. We fail. His brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying, and his brethren went to feed his father's flock. And Israel said to Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem, in verse 13, come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, here am I. What a picture of the son's perfect obedience. He did always those things which pleased the father. We ought always to be obedient to that which the father calls us to do. He was ready. Joseph was ready. And he cared for his brethren. His heart was for his brethren. He desired their good and their blessing. He might have been afraid of what they might say. He might have been afraid of what actually happened. These are real consequences. But he was obedient regardless of the cost. Our Savior was obedient in Philippians 2, even to the death of the cross. Obedient unto death. But he was obedient. And so he went. He departed thence. When I see that phrase at the end of verse 14, so he sent him out of the vale of Hebron and he came to Shechem, I think of that hymn, from the palace of his glory, from the home of joy and love, came the Lord himself to save us. He would have us there above. It's as if he went on a personal rescue mission to save your soul and mine from a lost eternity in hell, to draw us unto himself. He came down to do the perfect will of the Father. And he could say, it is finished. All was done in perfection and completion. And what happened? Our hearts are revealed in verse 18. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto him, they conspired against him to slay him. That's our natural heart. Jealousy, anger, hatred, strife, these things come. Even to believers, they come. And the Lord preserved him. He was young. I believe it says somewhere that he was 17 years old. He was young. You know, no matter what your age is here tonight, God can use each one in blessing. Even here, this one who was 17 years old, he went into the pit. He went into the pit. He went into the prison. He was a slave. He was falsely accused. He was put in a position where he would say, this is without hope. But you know, I believe God preserved in him a sense of his promises. They were real in his heart. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I believe he had some sense in his soul of what was to follow. And he went through many things which I won't touch upon. He was given a dream for the butler and the baker, and he obediently declared the dream, and he was forgotten. He was forgotten. But yet God, in due time, in due place, He was able to bring him up into blessing. And so what is the end? And perhaps in our last few moments, I'll touch upon briefly chapter 45. Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he caused every man to go out from me, and there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. The work of God in the soul is a hidden work. It's a divine work. It's something that perhaps no one else may see, but God would desire to do a work in each soul, and it will in due time manifest itself in blessing. Here we see the repentance and the restoration of his brethren. They had committed wickedness, and God would desire that there be repentance and restoration in each one, whether as a sinner to the Savior or as a believer to the way in which he would have us to walk. I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? Here is his care for his father. And his brethren were afraid. They were troubled. Are we troubled in his presence? When we come into the presence of the Lord, are we troubled, or is there joy in our hearts? Is there something that hinders our soul? What did Joseph say to his brethren? Come near to me, I pray you. Is Christ real? Is he precious? When you come into the presence of the Lord, when you come to the conferences, we may be very happy to enjoy the fellowship of our friends, to enjoy the meals, to enjoy the activities. But have we responded here as they would respond to Joseph? Come near to me. Surely this is the desire of the heart of God, that we draw near to me, draw nigh to me. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. We read in 1 Peter, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. The purposes of God were fulfilled. God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. We've been delivered from the domain of darkness, and we've been translated into the King of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He's been sent of the Father, and the purposes of God, they were fulfilled here in the life of this one Joseph. Read these chapters. Consider them. What a blessing they are. Here was one who went through much sorrow, yet he was faithful. He was obedient. He had a heart of love for his brethren. And at the very end, we see that the purposes of God were fulfilled in blessing and encouragement to him and to his family and to all those around.